Okay.
How do you get a 6-year-old child to provide accurate information about her bathroom habits throughout the day? Most of the day she's at school, so it's difficult to tell if she went or didn't go, or if she's had a full BM or just a pebble. And then how do you keep that 6-year-old on track as this turns into months? He says it's difficult to keep her focused on not having accidents until she actually starts having them again.
This is certainly one of the challenges of trying to manage enteroplasis, is that obviously you don't have your child with you all day, and so you're really needing to work with the schools as well. And we've done a chat about working with schools, and in the You Can Poo-Poo program, there's actually a module on dealing with schools. But, you know, depending on the school and the staff at school and if they're aware of the enteroplasis, I often recommend families try to enlist support from somebody at school, whether it's the school nurse or, you know, a teacher, an assistant, because, you know, a 6-year-old, it is hard for the 6-year-old to regularly provide that accurate information. And so if, you know, the 6-year-old can take a diary with them to school and they can try to write in that information, or ideally they, you know, go to a bathroom where the nurse is and the nurse can try to help write in that information, and then kind of get that diary signed off so that that information is communicated to you as a parent, then that gives you the full picture, or at least a more full picture, so that you can make those decisions about, you know, when you need to increase the medication or when you need to clean out, you know, do a clean out. So, you know, I know it's really hard to do, but to the extent that you can get the school to help you get that information along with your child's efforts, that will just really help you to make, you know, kind of the best decisions that you can. And, you know, in terms of trying to keep a child on track as this turns into months, you know, this is where, you know, the flexibility and creativity comes in, and, you know, often rewards will need to change. So where praise may have worked in the beginning, you may need to go to a certain set of rewards to, you know, encourage particular behaviors like taking medicine, you know, on time or practicing the daily sitting or whatever those targeted behaviors are. But when those rewards no longer work, you might need to, you know, switch, and you probably need to solicit your child's input to get ideas about what will now be motivating. Is it one-on-one time with mom or dad, or going on a special errand, or so those kinds of things may need to change to try to keep your child interested in the rewards that you're giving.